We are here with our newest $40,000 winner, Corey. Corey won in the Lotto America Lotto game. Corey, how are you feeling?
Like a winner. Is that too cliche?
Not at all. So take us through buying the ticket. Did you play your own numbers, you know?
No, I do it every twice a week. Once I found out that I didn't win or it was time for a new drawing, I would just buy them. I bought them at that Broadway in Hubble in Des Moines or Altoona, I guess. And I just buy them before I go to work, stash them in the wall and wait till the drawing. I just random numbers, so it was good luck on my part.
And what made you choose the multiplier?
It's relatively inexpensive. It's just something that's easy to add on that just doesn't really hurt you or take away from the overall price.
Mm-hmm. And it doubled your
absolutely. Doubled it price. Definitely doubled, doubled the price. So
take us through. How did you find out you won? Where were you? Who'd you tell?
Well, I work for Mid-American Energy as a control room operator, and I forgot to check Sunday morning. I'm usually very religious about checking my numbers the next day. And I didn't. And so I was at work at 8 o'clock, and my shift started at 6. And I was like, you know what, I'll just check it just for fun. And I'm reading the first number matches. I'm like, sweet, that's cool. Second number matches. Third number matches. Now I'm going, all right, something's going on. Fourth number lines up, and then the fifth number. At that point, I instantly flip the ticket over, sign it. And then I let my coworker take my phone and read the numbers to me again just to make sure I wasn't just hallucinating that I saw all these numbers line up. He read it, and I go, holy cow, I just won $40,000, you know? I mean, it was kind of a surreal moment, but I had my boss in there with me. I had three other coworkers in there with me. I mean, it was an awesome moment, it really was.
What was going through your head at that moment?
Can I leave? You know, I didn't want to be at work at that moment because I had this ticket that's worth so much in my pocket. I was afraid something was going to happen to it, you know? So I really wanted to gather, but he told me that's a no-go, so...
And how did your coworkers and your boss react? Were they surprised, shocked?
They were excited. I said we do a group lotto as well there, and so we never win there. So the instant is now I should start buying all the tickets because I have the luck apparently. But no, they were happy for me, shook my hand, said congratulations. So a lot of them said that I owe them stuff. So we'll see how that goes.
And you already bought them lunch, right?
I did buy them lunch, yep. I had Hickory Park catered in for them yesterday, actually. So.
Excellent.
Yep, they enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. It's still a little surreal to me. So
everybody's kind of benefiting from your win at work.
And that's the way it should be, honestly. You know, if you win that kind of money, I mean, you got to share it with the people around you.
Sure.
If you don't, what's it good for, really?
Sure. Yeah. So. Absolutely. Who else have you told?
I told my wife right away, and her response was less than awesome. her response was, why? She didn't know I was buying Lotto America tickets, you know, so I was kind of like, that's your first response to we just won $40,000, you know? And then I told my dad, and he was kind of like, really? Congratulations. I mean, he was at work too, so he couldn't be excited. But then I called my mom about 5 minutes later, and I told her, after I told her the amount that I had won, I had to go because we were busy at work. And so she texted me right away and goes, did you just say 40 grand? Reply immediately. You know. So I was able to call her back and I said, yeah, that is the correct amount. And she was super excited for me. I mean, it's a good time for everyone. So
yeah. So you weren't able to come in and claim your prize right away. Did you carry around your ticket with you?
So that Monday when I found out, it was extremely windy. So I went to the gas station I bought it at, and they have those self-scanners. Mm-hmm. So I scanned it just to verify, you know. And it said 40,000, so I walked out, and I started. When I got outside, gusts of wind started picking up, and that thing wasn't back in my wallet yet. So I was just absolutely paranoid that thing was going to fly, you know. So I go, I'm not doing this, you know. I'm not going to accidentally lose my wallet. So when I got home, I started filling out some paperwork that you guys have, and then I put it in a filing cabinet a way that my wife didn't know, my kids didn't know. So that way nothing would happen to this thing because I was absolutely paranoid that something was going to happen to it.
What's your wife's name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. So did she kind of come around to...
That first night she did, once I told her, I go, it was a real ticket, because I told her I needed to get it verified. You know, I didn't know if I was being punked in some really awesome fashion. But we started talking about some things we wanted to do with it. So I think in the long run, she's excited for it. Still kind of surreal to her. As it's, you know, hey, we got $40,000.
Probably still surreal for you as well.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. What are your plans with the winnings?
Well, we got a lot of housework to do, so this is actually perfect for us. We're going to take care of some carpet because when we bought the house, we had white carpet. And we got three kids. We had three dogs. White carpet does not work well in that scenario. So we're going to get rid of that almost immediately. And then we're going to do other things, windows, new sliding glass doors, new toilets. So this is going to be a real boost for us.
Excellent. That's great to just come into such a large chunk of change and you're able to make immediate improvements in your life.
Yep.
Can I ask how old you are?
I am 31.
And how many kids do you say?
I have three.
Excellent.